refer to? Did you describe a ravine?
I thought a ravine was between land.
Uh-huh.
And a rill was where the, like a ditch with the water running in it. It wasn't as large as a river.
Okay. What do you call a channel that's cut by erosion in a road or a field? Where the rain has come down and just washed sort of a... it's like sort of like a
brook.
Well, it's sort of like a ditch, but it's not man-made. It's a... I don't really know exactly how to describe it.
Stream?
Well, gully is what they're interested in. Are you familiar with that term?
Well, I've heard it, but I wouldn't have thought about it that way. I would have thought, well, I've heard them say the gully, when the water comes down and a gutter's on the roof of the house, it was run up like a gully.
Uh-huh, okay. Now, if you were talking about flowing water around here, the biggest body of water, I guess, would be the ocean. And then next to that...
The river.
Okay, and what would be a little smaller than river?
Stream.
And smaller than that?
Rill.
Smaller than that? Is anything smaller than a rill?
Trickle.
Okay.
What about a creek?
Creek?
Yeah, how would that fit in size?
Well, there could be some large creeks and small creeks, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, would they be smaller or larger than...
Than the ocean?
No, than...
The river?
Brooks or streams or...
Well, I would think so, the ones I know.
Would be what, larger?
Or? Larger.
Okay. Would you give me the names of some of the rivers and streams in this neighborhood, in this area?
Well, there's a Savannah River. There's a Vernon River. The Ogeechee River.
Can't find.
The Tybee River. That's the back of the Tybee. I don't know what they call this one out here.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's fine. What do you call a small elevation in the land?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about a tall elevation? Okay. And what about a place on a mountain that drops off?
Okay.
How about a place where boats stop and where freight is unloaded? And what do you call something that's built out? Oh.